We talk often at Family Life about the need for oneness in a marriage relationship. Crystal Payne says oneness applies to your family finances as well.
I think it is so important that you are on the same page. You need to sit down, you need to talk about your goals, you need to talk about where you want to be in a year from now, in 5 years from now, in 10 years from now. You need to get on the same page financially and with your goals. And then second of all, you need to have a budget. And I know a lot of people, they feel like, oh, a budget is so restrictive and that's just this ball and chains and we can't do that because I like to spend money. Well, the thing that we've found is that a budget gives you freedom.
This is Family Life Today. Our host is the president of Family Life, Dennis Rainey, and I'm Bob Lapine. We're going to talk today about saving money as a family and about how you can be on the same page as a couple. Stay tuned. And welcome to Family Life Today. Thanks for joining us. You're going to have to pardon my scratchy throat here today, but I want to start off with a scale of 1 to 5, and I'd like to know where you are on this scale of 1 to 5, okay?
I'm a 5.
Well, you better wait until I define. 1 would be tight, financially tight. Just keep the wallet very tight. 2 is thrifty. 3 is moderate. 4 is generous. 5 is extravagant. Where would you say you are now on that scale of 1 to 5?
Oh, on the positive side. On the positive side of 3, probably a 4.
3 plus 4. Yeah. Where's Barbara?
She's probably right in the middle. Really, money has never been a giant issue in our marriage. We have seemed to communicate well. We got a budget early in our marriage. We agreed that it was the enemy, not the other person, and we decided we would agree upon how we were going to spend our money. We've pretty much done that over the years, and we're not a jot and tittle budget couple.
Right.
But we are mindful of making sure we don't spend more than we take in. Plus, we watch the credit like a hawk. I mean, we do not use credit cards unless we absolutely have to.
And there have been seasons in your marriage where you have had to pay a little closer attention to the bottom line, right?
Oh, no doubt about it. Being in the ministry, we've gotten a couple of short paychecks over the past 42 years, and that gets your attention. And I wish I'd had time early in our marriage with our guests there with us on Family Life Today. Stephen and Annette Economides join us on Family Life Today, and also Crystal Payne. Welcome to the broadcast.
It's great to be here.
Thanks so much for having us.
Stephen and Annette have been married since 1982. They have 5 children. I love this title that I assume you've given yourselves. I hope somebody else didn't give this to you. America's Cheapest Family.
Actually, Dennis, it was given to us by Charlie Gibson on Good Morning America back in 2004.
Mm-hmm. I guess if ABC News says you're America's cheapest family, then who's to argue with them, right?
Well, you know, at first it was sort of, we were like, is that an insult or is that a good thing? And then we thought, you know, if it means that we have an avenue to speak a platform about frugal living and people are more open to it, we'll do it. We'll wear it.
Yeah.
And so we did.
And you've written a book called The Money Smart Family System, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. Crystal is the wife of Jesse since 2003. They have 3 children. She has written a book called The Money Saving Mom's Budget. So you do believe in budgets. We're going to hear more.
Yes, very much.
We're going to hear a lot about that in a moment. And you're a blogger. You blog for Mom Life Today, which is a part of Family Life, but you also have your own blog. Share with our listeners a little about that.
Yes, my blog is moneysavingmom.com, and it grew out of a mommy blog that I had started when my husband was in law school, and we were living on a beans and rice budget and trying to make it through law school without going into debt. And so I had this little mommy blog, and one day I said something about us buying all our groceries that week for $17, and apparently not everybody else buys their groceries for $17, because a lot of people came out of the woodwork and they said, oh my goodness, how on earth do you do that? And so from there, I did a series on that blog on supermarket savings and people kept asking questions. And so then I turned that series into an ebook, sold thousands of those, and people kept asking questions. And so finally in 2007, we launched MoneySavingMom.com.
Okay, hang on, time out. I just got to know, on my 1 to 5 scale, with 1 being tight and 5 being extravagant, where would you put yourself on that scale?
My husband would put me at a 1.
Yeah.
I would say that now that we have a little bit more wiggle room in the budget, that I probably would be a 2, maybe.
It's hurting her to admit that, you can tell.
Unless I'm buying something for someone else, and then I tend to be less frugal.
You really are committed to frugality. Why?
You know, the reason is because we want to live simply so that others can simply live. And for us, it's not about, you know, let's see how much money we can save for saving money's sake. It's about we want to be able to give generously, and we want to steward our money well. We want to use the resources that God has given us to bless as many people as possible. And so if we use our money wisely and we are strategic in how we budget and we're careful with our money, we're able to give generously to others.
I like where you're starting. I really do. I like the idea of being focused on others and giving rather than consumers and how much we can save so we can go do, we can spend the money on ourselves and enjoy ourselves. Where did that idea of becoming a giving couple, a giving family come from?
You know, really, my parents modeled financial stewardship before me. And I remember as a young girl, when I was about 6 years old, we paid off our house and then we saved and we lived frugally. And so then we could pay cash for a house. And seeing my parents go through all that, seeing the sacrifices that they made, it really, really had an impact on me. But it wasn't so that they could just buy nice stuff, or it wasn't for just being debt-free's sake, like this was some idol that we'd set up to be debt-free. It was so that they could give. And I saw that they were free to be able to give because they had stewarded their money well. And so watching that really, really challenged and inspired me. And that was why my husband and I set out to go through law school debt-free, was because of being inspired through my parents.
Growing up in that household where mom and dad are really saving money to try to get things paid off, I'm guessing there were a lot of things that other kids you knew were getting that you weren't getting. Wasn't there any kind of teenage pushback on how we're living as a family?
Well, I was homeschooled, so I guess that helps a little bit. But I remember that when I was about 12 years old, I started, my parents had me start buying all of my own clothes. And that was a really good thing because I learned frugality in the real life situation, because I remember that, you know, if I had $12, if I took that $12 to Target, even off the clearance rack, maybe I could get 3 items. But if I went to the thrift store on dollar days, I could get 12 items. And so I learned frugality in real life situations from a young age because my parents were encouraging me to, you know, have to buy my own things. And I really appreciate that about them.
What's your favorite story about your parents giving? I mean, you undoubtedly had to see dozens of them growing up.
You know, there was a lot of things that I would find these thank you notes from people that I was like, I never knew my parents did that. And so there was a lot of things that they did anonymously. And I'm sure there are dozens of things that we never found out about that they did. We were able to open up our home and being able to, I remember whenever, you know, if someone was in need, we would be able to do something for them. And there's a lot of other stories, but I can't share them on the air because they're still anonymous. But just some really cool things that we were able to do and to bless other people. And I found from a young age, there is so much blessing in giving and living a life poured out for other people and letting God pour through you and being that, you know, empty vessel that He can pour through. There's so much fulfillment in living a life with outstretched arms.
Did Jesse know what he was getting into when he said, will you marry me? I mean, did he know?
I wish they could see the grin on her face right now. Of course he didn't.
Did he know he was getting a 1 who it hurt her to say, I'm a 2 now?
I think he had a pretty good idea because we met when we were 9 and 10, and we were close friends until we got married when we were 20 and 21. So I think he had a good idea of where I was coming from, but I remember when we first got married and we didn't have any money, and yet he would want to go and buy name brand stuff, and I'd be like, honey, I can just get it for you at the thrift store. And he's like, I don't wear thrift store clothes. And it was really good for, you know, me to realize that I can't force my husband into being someone that he's not. And I need to accept that, you know, we need to have some balance in our relationship.
How much did your wedding cost? Do you remember?
Yes, we had I know we did it for less than $5,000, and I think we had close to 400 people.
Did you get your dress at the thrift store?
No, I wore my mom's dress.
Okay, that helps.
Did you charge people to come to your wedding?
No.
Thought about it. She thought about it.
I want to go back to that first year in law school Jesse was going through. You had a goal of getting through law school debt-free. Now, that's a lofty goal. How in the world? First of all, did you do it?
Yes, we did it by the grace of God.
Okay. How?
Well, my husband, when he was 12 years old, his mom died, and she left him a small amount of money. And his dad was really wise, and he invested that money. And so by the time we got married, he had money set aside with money that he had saved through having a business and through doing some other things and living at home some of his college years and working all during his college years. So we had money set aside to pay for college, and he went to an in-state school, which is a lot cheaper. He got a scholarship. So we had that taken care of, and we couldn't touch that money that was in the bank. It was just then figuring out how to live on $500 or $1,000 or whatever we had that month that came in. And so some people are like, well, how on earth did, you know, they assume college costs, you know, $150,000 or something. When you go in state, it's not as expensive.
Well, and I'm thinking about $17 a week for groceries. Did you say beans and rice? Is that what you said?
I'm hearing macaroni and cheese, a lot of macaroni and cheese.
A lot
of that one.
Thin soup.
Ramen. Was this a whole ramen week for you?
I've only eaten ramen once in my life, and I didn't like it, so it was not ramen. But we did not eat hardly any beef for 2 years. We would buy one bag of chicken, and we would make it last for 2 weeks, and that's what we did. And, you know, it was a short-term sacrifice for a long-term goal, and it was worth it. It wasn't always wonderful, and it was hard, and there were times when we thought, you know, this just really stinks. This is not fun at all, but it was worth it.
You guys are coming up on your 10th anniversary, and let's say I've seated a young couple across the table from you who are just starting out their marriage together. What's the best two or three pieces of advice you could give this young couple as they begin their marriage and family?
First off, I think it is so important that you are on the same page. You need to sit down. You need to talk about your goals. You need to talk about where you want to be in a year from now, in 5 years from now, in 10 years from now. You need to get on the same page financially and with your goals. And then second of all, you need to have a budget. And I know a lot of people, they feel like, oh, a budget is so restrictive, and that's just this ball and chains, and we can't do that because I like to spend money. Well, the thing that we've found is that a budget gives you freedom because you have these boundaries to work within. And so I don't have to worry when I go to the store with my grocery envelope cash. I don't have to worry that I'm not going to be able to pay for the light bill or I'm not going to be able to afford gas. We budget for everything. Now that we have more wiggle room in our budget, we budget for eating out. We even have a blow category. And so it's not like it's this, you know, let's be as tight as we possibly can be, but it's let's choose where we're going to put our money so we have some left over so that we can invest it in things that we're passionate about and are important to us.
I hear a very purposeful, intentional approach. Mm-hmm. As a couple, to how you approach money.
Here's what I'm hearing. I'm thinking to myself, if I was married to Crystal, there'd be some night that I would go, I'm so sick of this deal.
I'm breaking out the penitentiary.
I just want to go get some ice cream, and I don't care that it's not in the budget.
Okay, to that point.
I want ice cream.
On the 1 to 5 point scale,
yes.
Where are you? If 1 is frugal, you know, almost airtight,
yes.
And 5 is extravagant, where are you and where is Marianne?
I would be near the 4, kind of where you are. Marianne would be a little further toward the 2 than where I am. She would be just a little more. Here's what we find. I'm the kind of person who goes out and says, let's get 3 of these so that we so that we've got an extra 1.
No, we've got to tell the story, Bob, of the straws.
Okay, all right.
Crystal, you're going to love this story.
Crystal's going to be on my side with this story, by the way. She's going to be on my side, okay? We were out of straws, right? and I knew Marianne the next time she went to the Kroger was going to get straws. You know how much straws cost at the Kroger? Box of 50, 99 cents. I was at Sam's. I found a box of 1,000 straws for $9.99. That's a penny a straw versus, what, 2 cents a straw. I brought home the bargain.
Enough to last a lifetime.
1,000 straws. That was the right choice, wasn't it? Don't you think?
Not if you use more straws because you have a whole bunch extra,
well,
though.
That's a good point.
Do you have any left today? That was 2.5 decades ago.
We have finally gotten through the straws. We're all the way through them. And now we just, every time we go to Sonic, can we get 3 or 4 straws? And then we just take them home and use that and never buy straws anymore.
I don't think you're supposed to tell that on air.
Oh, okay. Don't tell the Sonic people that we're doing that. You might want to put that in your blog, though, because it's a great money saving. Just say, can I have an extra straw and take it home and use it later?
Yeah, you know, I want to go back to law school and what you guys did during that time, because you not only had the goal of getting through law school debt-free, but you also had a goal, didn't you, of saving and packing away some money at the same time?
When Jesse was in law school, our goal was to not go into debt, to tithe regularly. That was something that was very important to us, to tithe off the top and save if we possibly could. Some months it was only $5. You know, there was some times when we couldn't hardly save anything, but we always felt like, you know, you should always try to live on less than you make, even if that means it's only $3 less than you make.
And for you, credit and credit cards and debt, how do you feel about that? I'm looking at the top of your book. This book will help you make dollars and cents of your life again. Dave Ramsey.
We know how he feels about credit cards.
I can't imagine him endorsing this book unless you have a similar approach to credit cards.
I've actually never had a credit card in my entire life. So my husband did have one when we first got married, and that was a point of contention. He said it was to build up credit.
Yeah.
And, you know, He did eventually cut it up, and he realized that he spent more money when he had that credit card. And for him, he really did spend more money. And we even are big advocates of not using debit cards unless it's something that's like a set, you know, a set bill or something that you're not going to be tempted to overspend. Because we found that when we swipe, we always spend more.
So Amazon, what do you do with Amazon?
You know, you can order online with cash. You can go and buy a gift card at Kroger, actually. But you don't have to. I'm not telling everybody that they have to go cut up their credit cards. I just encourage people, if possible, try a cash-only challenge for 3 months. Make yourself do it and see if you can do it. Because I think you'll learn a lot about yourself in those 3 months. I think you'll discover, you know, maybe you spend a whole lot more than you realize that you're spending on little things. No wonder your money is gone before the end of the month, because, you know, it's just all flowing through your hands and you're not even realizing, you're not accounting for it. And so I think it's very important that you know where your money's going. But if you like to swipe a card and you can swipe responsibly, then go swipe your card. I just won't be joining you.
You, as I mentioned earlier, are a contributor to Mom Life Today, which is a mommy blog that Family Life has. You're in touch with all kinds of people through your own blog. What are you seeing today in terms of trends of young families and their approach to handling money? Can you make a general observation of what you're seeing?
You know, I am seeing that a lot of these younger families don't have money skills at all. They have not seen good money management at all in their growing up years. And so a lot of them, you know, they'll write in and they will tell me, they'll say, you know, I didn't even know that it was possible to save money. Or, you know, I never even thought of the idea of using cash or living on less than we make. You know, that was just not something that was ever exemplified for these young couples. And so, but many of them, they're struggling because of the economy. And so they're wanting to find ways to save money. And so that's why they're turning to the blog, which now there are thousands of wonderful resources out there online to help people save money.
And if people don't have skills, then they're going to get into trouble. I mean, there's a lot of young couples who end up getting married with all kinds of school debt. And from a credit card standpoint, they're in some really precarious waters, right?
Yes, and I think that a lot of times people just assume that debt is inevitable when you go to college, and I would disagree. I think that it's very possible to get an education, to get a college degree without going into debt.
I'm thinking, Crystal, for Secretary of the Treasury, what do you think? Huh? Put the budget together for the Congress
next
year? Let's
send her to Washington.
Yeah. Could you fix things if we sent you up there?
I don't know about that.
You know, this might not be a bad idea to send to all the members of Congress.
Money-saving moms.
Money-saving moms budget, because here it says, slash your spending, pay down your debt, streamline your life, and save thousands a year.
That's a platform you can run on right there,
I think it is. Crystal, I really appreciate you writing this book, and I appreciate your ministry on Mom Life Today and your blog, and we're just glad you joined us on Family Life Today.
Well, and I've been watching the Economides as we've been talking to Crystal, and they've just been nodding their head and agreeing with what she's been saying, and we're going to continue our conversation and hear more from them this week. We have copies of Crystal Payne's book, The Money-Saving Mom's Budget. Slash your spending, pay down your debt, streamline your life, and save thousands a year. We've got copies of the book in our Family Life Today Resource Center. Also copies of the book that Steve and Annette Economides have written called The Money Smart Family System, Teaching Financial Independence to Children of Every Age. If this is an area in your marriage, in your family, that needs attention, go to familylifetoday.com and find out more about the books that are available from Crystal Payne and Steve and Annette Economides. Again, our website is familylifetoday.com, or you can call 1-800-FL-TODAY if you have questions about either book or if you'd like to order by phone. Again, the toll-free number, 1-800-FL-TODAY, or go online at familylifetoday.com. Tomorrow, we're going to talk more about your money, your family finances, and how you can get a handle on your budget. I hope you can join us back for that. I want to thank our engineer today, Keith Lynch, and our entire broadcast production team. On behalf of our host, Dennis Rainey, I'm Bob Lapine. We will see you back next time for another edition of Family Life Today. Family Life Today is a production of Family Life of Little Rock, Arkansas. Help for today. Hope for tomorrow.